Two Afghan women have been appointed to the interim government in Afghanistan. They are Suhaila Siddiqui, a longtime physician in Afghanistan and the only woman allowed to continue her practice under the Taliban rule, and Seema Samar, who has been named Women's Affairs Minister. Here to tell us more about these women is Nazreen Gross, an Afghan-American who's a representative of NIGAR, a women's advocacy group based in Paris. She's just returned from a conference in Brussels where she and some 40 other women had a summit on the future of women in Afghanistan. Nazreen Gross joins us now on the line from Lille, France. Hello, Nazreen. Nice to talk to you again.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Tell us first about Suhaila Siddiqui. Who is she?
Suhaila Siddiqui is the daughter of a former governor of Kandahar. She is a Pashtun lady. She is also related to the royal family. She had her studies in the area of medicine from Russia in Moscow, and she's been practicing for over 30 years in Kabul. She joined the military hospital in Kabul, and she now has a rank of general, and so I think she is an excellent choice for the position of the health minister because she knows the lay of the land. She also knows where the doctors are who are unemployed, what happened to nurses who had to become internal refugees, what the conditions of hospitals and other healthcare areas are. So I think she will be a very good addition.
What about the second woman in the interim government, Seema Samar?
Yes, Seema Samar is younger, maybe in her 40s. She is a Hazara woman, a Shia woman. She also
are those tribes? Are those ethnic tribes?
Hazaras are one ethnic group of Afghanistan, and they have traditionally been the most oppressed. And of course, the Taliban had several genocides against them, and their religion is Shia. And the Shias were also persecuted by the Taliban very severely. So Seema Samar belongs to this group. She comes from a prominent family, but she herself became a refugee to Pakistan in Quetta, and from there she began an organization called Shuhada, and she began developing clandestine classes inside Afghanistan in the Hazara area, which is completely in the center of Afghanistan. And she has managed to have around 35 or 40,000 students. And not only she has managed this educational part very beautifully, but she has also established clinics. To me, her strength is in the fact that she's been able to actually manage this kind of large-scale operation remotely. She herself being in Pakistan and carrying on this kind of successful operation in Afghanistan.
Nazreen Gross, what power ultimately will these women appointed to this interim government really have? I mean, is it lip service that they're being appointed? Are they actually going to be able to do something?
No, actually, this is a very beautiful tradition of Afghanistan that even though the number of top women was small, they were not token and they were not cosmetic. I know that these two women will be making decisions about women's situation and about the health, national health of Afghanistan.
Nazreen Gross is an Afghan-American who represents the women's advocacy group NIGAR. She has recently returned from a conference in Brussels on the future of women in Afghanistan. Thank you, Nazreen Gross.
Thank you.